bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. Just ranked as the 7th best college radio station in the country by the Princeton Review, and a 2023 nominee for a National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Radio Award for College Radio Station of the Year. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train. U.S. health officials announced Friday that Americans who test positive for COVID-19 no longer need to stay in isolation for 5 days. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed its long-standing guidance, saying that people can return to work or regular activities if their symptoms are mild and improving, and it's been a day since they've had a fever. The change comes at a time when COVID-19 is no longer the public health menace it once was. It dropped from being the nation's 3rd leading cause of death early in the pandemic to a 10th last year. Most people have some degree of immunity to the coronavirus from vaccinations or from infections. And some experts say that many people are not following the 5-day isolation guidance anyway.
We may not strictly enforce 5-day isolation periods as we once did. I really do think that people should be strongly encouraged to continue to use the tools that we have available to us and to not only stay home when we know we are individually sick so we don't spread it to others, but not pressure others to come to work just because the CDC may say that 5 days may not be strictly as necessary as it once was. I think it's really important that we have to stress that that is still a possibility, and people who in particular are going to visit elderly relatives or relatives with health conditions may want to take additional precautions to make sure they don't inadvertently spread an infection.
That was from the Associated Press. President Joe Biden signed legislation Friday to keep the government funded beyond the Friday midnight deadline for when the current budget was set to expire, narrowly averting a government shutdown for the 4th time since the 2023 fiscal year expired at the end of September. Biden signed the bill to continue funding several federal agencies through March 8th and the rest through March 22nd after the House passed the legislation in a 77-13 vote Thursday night, hours after the House passed the legislation in a 320-99 vote. In the House, 2 Democrats and 97 Republicans voted against the bill, while no Democrats and 13 Republicans in the Senate opposed the legislation. The short-term stopgap measures effectively allow the government to continue operating under the 2023 fiscal year budget, giving lawmakers additional time to work out the details of a full-year spending plan for fiscal year 2024.
We have been working in good faith around the clock every single day for months and weeks and over the last several days, quite literally around the clock, to get that job done. We're very optimistic. We believe that we can get to agreement on these issues and prevent a government shutdown, and that's our first responsibility. You also heard, I'm sure, that there was discussion about the supplemental spending package, and I was very clear with the President and all those in the room that the House is actively pursuing and investigating all the various options on that, and we will address that in a timely manner. It's time for action. It is a catastrophe, and it must stop. And we will get the government funded, and we'll keep working on that.
Audio provided by Forbes Breaking News. On Friday, President Joe Biden announced plans to carry out a first military airdrop of food and supplies into Gaza, a day after the deaths of Palestinians asking for aid threw a spotlight on an unfolding humanitarian catastrophe. Biden said the airdrop would take place in the coming days, but offered no further specifics. Other countries, including Jordan and France, have already carried out airdrops of aid into Gaza. At the White House, spokesperson John Kirby stressed that airdrops would become a sustained effort and that the first airdrop would likely be military meals ready to eat. Biden told reporters that the United States was also looking at the possibility of a maritime corridor to deliver large amounts of aid into Gaza. The airdrops could begin as early as this weekend. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. Winner of a 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Radio Station and a 2023 nominee for an NAB Marconi Radio Award for College Radio Station of the Year. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.